You notice the more humid feel. 70s tonight. Tomorrow back to 20% chance of a thunderstorm and upper 80s to 90. It's about upper 80s with about a 30% chance Friday. Slim chance 20% or so on Saturday with highs in the 80s. Mostly dry and sunny with 80s to 90 on Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Music, fun, and food for the whole family. The 5K Saturday Run. Live music by the Chitlins, Claire Keller, DK Harrell, Johnny Sanson, and Mr. Sip. Little Red and Big Bad with special guests Renee Gross, Greg Wright, and more. The Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Friday, Saturday, September 29th and 30th. Cassidy Park, Bogalusa. Directions, tickets, and camping info, BogalusaBlues.com. BogalusaBlues.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
A lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Hope everybody is having a wonderful week, and we've made it. It's hump day, so it's all downhill from here. So wanted to talk about the Saints game on from Monday night, and of course, the Saints got another win. They're 2-0, so they won that game 20-17. And I wanted to give some of my observations on what I thought. Obviously, you know, losing Jamal Williams early in the game, that was tough. He ended with 29 yards on 9 carries, and suffered what's being reported as a hamstring injury, but looks like he's going to miss some time, according to Coach Allen yesterday, and so that's no good. However, it was a lot uglier than I think a lot of folks would have cared for in that game. Derek Carr, okay, it was an okay game. He was 21 of 36 for 228 yards. He did throw an ugly interception and was sacked 4 times. You know, it was a lot of the same things that we talked about last week. Not getting the protection that he needed up front on the offensive line, and you know, and it had a lot to do. It had a big effect on the passing game, and an even bigger effect, I think, on the running game. And you know, it's one of those things where it has to get cleaned up if they're going to be successful. And I'm hoping that they can turn the corner. You know, and there's going to be some growing pains also with Derek Carr. You know, he's getting adjusted to his teammates. There was a few times that I noticed one specifically with Michael Thomas where miscommunication and threw the ball in a different direction than what Thomas was going to break. So those things are going to happen. But the good thing is we're going to be the optimists on it. We're 2-0, and the Saints got to just clean up things being undefeated, which it's a heck of a lot better than sitting at 0-2 and trying to figure out what's going wrong. You know, it's unfortunate to lose Jamal Williams, and that's why we're talking on Monday. I was really hoping that Kendra Miller was going to be available because it's just an awful lot. It's a big load to put on one running back these days. And Tony Jones Jr. came in, and I thought he played pretty well. Ended up with 34 yards rushing, a couple touchdowns, so that was nice. What was really nice to see was Taysom Hill get some attention, and he ended up with 75 yards rushing and also 8 yards passing. But again, it was the defense that stood tall in this whole situation, and they ended up sacking Bryce Young 4 times, causing a turnover, all things you like to see. And also they broke a franchise record for holding teams under 20 points for the 10th game in a row, I believe it was. So so overall, you know, there's a lot of things to be excited about. I would just like to see the offensive line get straightened out. And I don't know what the answer is with it, because that seems to be a position that we're always thin at. And it's not exactly easy to go out and get some good offensive linemen, you know. Maybe there might be a team that's trying to dump some salary before the trade deadline. But other than that, it's going to be hard to come by because everybody needs good offensive linemen, you know? So, I don't know. I don't see that changing anytime soon, but, like I said, a lot of good things though happening. Chris Olave, that catch that he made in the third quarter was absolutely fantastic. One of the best catches that I've seen in a long time, and he had another great game, 86 yards receiving, six catches. Michael Thomas, knock on wood, looks just like the Michael Thomas of old. You know, he's making tough catches. He's you know, can't guard Mike. I think it's safe to say that he's back, and he had a great game too. 7 catches for 55 yards. Rashid Shaheed, I don't think anybody can say enough about this kid. You know, big plays, and he had a 45-yard catch Monday night, and it was kind of the same timing as week one, where a big play was needed, and he came up with it. So I like what we're seeing out of our wide receivers for sure. I was a little disappointed that Juwan Johnson didn't produce a little bit more than what he did. He had 2 catches for 13 yards. And I thought him and Derek Carr had really good chemistry in the preseason and at training camp. And I'm a little shocked to see how quiet he's been through the first couple of games. And of course, that doesn't mean that he can't turn things around. But, you know, again, just with like I said, with the chemistry that him and Carr had shown, I thought for sure that he would come out guns blazing. But we're still early in the season. A lot of things can change. And you know, I was talking to a friend at halftime, and actually after the game also, about Bryce Young. Not to say that he can't turn things around, but I think he would be better served maybe learning behind somebody. And granted, I don't know how much he's going to learn sitting behind Andy Dalton, And it was also strange, speaking of Andy Dalton, the fact that the Carolina was running Andy Dalton out periodically just to hand the ball off. I didn't understand that at all. You know, I always think of that phrase that if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks. And, you know, it's a little different in the Saints situation where they bring Taysom Hill out because we all know what he's going to do. To bring Andy Dalton out just to hand the ball off, that doesn't make any sense. Bryce Young should be able to hand the ball off. So I don't know if they were just giving him a breather, maybe to get him on the same page as what they were trying to accomplish. But either way, he's certainly going to have some growing pains. And, you know, he had some bad throws. You can tell the game is a little fast for him right now, and he's not used to, you know, the speed of the game in the NFL. So we'll see how it shakes out. Like I said, you know, who knows how his career is going to go, but right now, I don't know. Just seeing through the preseason and seeing first couple weeks of the regular season, I think he would have been better served sitting behind somebody for at least for a few games and get a little better acclimated to what's going on. But overall, you know, great game. Glad the Saints pulled out another win. They'll be going to Green Bay. So I don't think that's going to be easy, even though they'd lost one at the end of the game to Atlanta. I still don't think it's going to be easy to go into Lambeau and have a big day, especially with some of the injury. Well, with Jamal Williams being out, and the good news is the silver lining is Kendra Miller was a full participant today in practice, so that's important. And so hopefully he'll be making his debut on Sunday, and that'll give us a little more depth. And I'm excited to see what he can do, because just seeing him in training camp, I thought he was really explosive. He was able to catch the ball really well out of the backfield, and I think he's somebody to be excited about. And you know, maybe he can give us that lift that we need in the running game and not have to rely as much on Taysom Hill. So there you go. Let's take a break and come back, and we'll talk about the other Monday night game and some of the other news and notes going around in the NFL. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Cause I'm missing you, I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, you set my mind at ease. There ain't no doubt you're in my heart now.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit the BluesberryFest.com for details.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Tune in on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on WGSO, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
Back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And before we move on, talk about the other Monday night game from another game from Monday night. It also came out today that Marcus May, Saints starting safety, is going to be suspended 3 games by the NFL for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy, which that all goes back to his DUI from 2021 when he was actually playing with the Jets. He allegedly crashed into the rear of a Volvo while driving by himself on the Florida Turnpike on February 22nd of 2021. A civil suit was filed against May in 2021 by the owner of the Volvo seeking damages for injuries. A settlement was reached in August, and I believe, he pled guilty to it and was given 6 months probation. I get it. You know, you're not – obviously, there's you shouldn't be driving under the influence, and that's never okay. Now, as far as the NFL is concerned, my question is all this – this was all settled at the end of August. Why wasn't he given his suspension then? Why wait until now? So he's going to miss games against Green Bay, Tampa, and New England. And the Saints have a very complimentary schedule, I'll put it that way. But I just don't understand why you wait. You know, what is there more? You know, he actually pled no contest. So he didn't plead guilty. However, why wait? I hate to say that, you know, of course we all know how we feel about Roger Goodell, but it just seems like the guy screws with the Saints constantly, and apparently now he's going to share that love with the Broncos, which is fine, but I just don't understand what the point of it is. And even though, you know, the Bucs are 2-0, I think the Packers are going to be probably the toughest test out of all three of these teams. Although you're playing New England in New England, so you never know what you're going to get. And Belichick, you know, if you watch the game on Sunday, he's still full of surprises. If you saw that block punt, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But I don't know. It just seems it seems kind of squirrely that they wait until week 3 of the season before handing down a punishment to him. So. All right, let's talk about the Monday night game between the Steelers and the Browns. I didn't get to see a whole lot because I was watching the Saints. However, the biggest news coming out of it is that Nick Chubb will be missing the rest of the season. due to a knee injury, and I'm trying to see if they've actually said what all he what all was injured and on his knee. Let's see. Doesn't say. It just says he's been placed on injured reserve and he'll have surgery on his knee. But either way, it was a pretty... I didn't get to see... I still haven't seen the close-up of anything. I've heard it was a pretty nasty injury, but hopefully he can get back out on the field sometime in the future. I think he was... And it was the same knee that he had injured when he was at Georgia, too, so that's not good. But hopefully he can overcome it. Even though the Steelers won this game, the defense had a lot to do with it. T.J. Watt ended up with a touchdown, and Alex Highsmith also with a touchdown for their defense. So 14 points for the defense. That changes the dynamic of this game quite a bit. And, you know, it's I know they were chanting after the game, "Fire Matt Canada." And I think most LSU fans are familiar with Matt Canada and how his play calling goes. And it's more of the same. It's just not. It's just so conservative, and they really need to. They need to be able to push the ball down the field. They did find George. He did have one big play where George Pickens, I think, went 70 yards for a touchdown. But still, they gotta pick the pace up. Najee Harris only having 43 yards rushing. As a team, they only had 55 yards rushing compared to the 196 that the Browns had, or 198 that the Browns had. That doesn't happen very often. And another strange thing that happened in this game was Deshaun Watson getting called for two personal fouls for face masking. When have you ever heard of a quarterback getting two face masking calls in a game? I don't think I've ever heard of that. So could have been a lot of frustration on his behalf. And you know, him sitting out that year and going through all the things that he went through, his window might be closing or already closed. I'm glad that he didn't end up coming to New Orleans and playing for the Saints, because I don't think that it's going to work out the way that everybody thought it would for him in Cleveland. That's just too much money, too much draft capital, and I don't think you're going to get the results to go along with it. All right, what else we got going on? Saquon Barkley has been ruled out for tomorrow night's game against the 49ers. So, boy, oh, boy, that doesn't look good for the Giants. And, you know, I thought this was interesting, too. Justin Fields, who's not played well so far this year, even though all the hype of him being an MVP candidate, he said that he characterized his play against the Bucs as being robotic and didn't feel like he was playing like himself, and he's putting the pointing the finger on the coaching staff for his play. So that probably is not going to go over very well. And also, you know, we talked about Nick Chubb being out for the rest of the season. To no one's surprise, Kareem Hunt is back in the building with the Browns and has signed with them on a one-year deal worth $4 million. So there's the replacement for Chubb. All right, we need to take a break and get some news. So we'll do that and come back. We'll talk about NCAA football from last week and got some music stuff to talk about, too. So don't go anywhere.
Miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit the Bluesberry
BiggEasyPetShopAndRescue.com for details.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Family members of victims and district attorneys from across the state voiced their opposition to the upcoming death row inmate clemency hearings. Executive Director of the Louisiana District Attorneys Association, Lauren Lampert, says the Governor and Pardon Board aren't following the rules.
Each individual case is entitled to its individual consideration, and any attempt to force these 56 cases into a funnel designed to deal with individual cases with special circumstances is inappropriate.
Several DAs and Attorney General Jeff Landry have filed lawsuits to block Governor Edwards and the Pardon Board for not following the proper and necessary steps and conducting what Landry says were proceedings outside of the public eye. Edwards says the lawsuit has no merit.
I'm optimistic because he's not going to find a judge who is as ignorant of the law as he is, and he's not going to find one who is more politically motivated than he is either.
The first round of clemency hearings is scheduled for October. LRN.
I don't have any sympathy for anyone who deals fentanyl. If you're dealing fentanyl, you intend to kill people, and you're going to face the consequences for that.
When Louisiana law enforcement needed his help, John Stefanski created the toughest fentanyl penalties in America. That's why law enforcement across Louisiana trusts John Stefanski and supports him for Attorney General.
We've significantly increased the penalties to where it's one of the most effective and serious penalties on the books in the entire country.
John Stefanski for Attorney General.
Paid for by the campaign to elect John Stefanski.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick's show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. Hey, we didn't get a chance to get to college football on Monday, so I wanted to run through some of that today. And, of course, LSU had a big win over Mississippi State on the road, winning 41-14. And a great game by Jaden Daniels. And he ended up with 361 yards passing. Two touchdowns, or threw for two and ran for two as well. Also had 64 yards on the ground as well. But Malik Nabers with 239 yards receiving and two touchdowns. So this is more of what we were expecting out of LSU this year. And unfortunately, we didn't see that in the first game against Florida State. But glad to see they're back on track and. They're still ranked number 14th, which we'll get to the top 25 here in a few minutes also. Running through some of these games, Georgia, a lot closer of a game than I think most people would have expected against South Carolina. Georgia pulled that one off after being down 14-3 at the half. They ended up coming back and scoring 21 points unanswered to win 24-14. Number two, Michigan knocked off Bowling Green 31-6. And Florida State eked one out over Boston College. And it was unfortunate for me because I took the points on that game. And they were losing. They just weren't winning by very much. But Boston College made it a lot closer with 13 points in the fourth quarter. Texas knocked off Wyoming 31-10. Ohio State put it on Western Kentucky 63-10. Jeez. Penn State 30-13 over Illinois. And number eight, Washington knocked off Michigan State 41-7. Notre Dame, who, you know, the games that I've watched of Notre Dame this year, they've really played well. And their quarterback, Hartman, I've been pretty impressed with also. He ended up with 330 yards and three touchdowns in their win over Central Michigan, 41-17. Alabama knocked off South Florida, 17-3. But, geez, you would think that they would have been able to, put up some bigger numbers against South Florida, especially since it was tied at the half. And I know I've been seeing a lot of videos on social media that. Of Alabama fans being pretty upset on how they're playing, but you know, we'll see how it shakes out. I know they haven't been really that confident with their quarterback situation this year, so who knows, there could be a change before the end of the year. A shocker, Florida knocked off number 11th ranked Tennessee 29-16. I don't think anybody saw that coming except for my friend's dad, who's a humongous Florida Gators fan. And Utah beat Weber State 31-7. Oregon over Hawaii 55-10. Another shocker, Mizzou knocking off Kansas State. Also getting fined, I think, $100,000 for fans storming the field after them knocking off number 15 Kansas State. Oregon State knocked off San Diego State 26-9. Ole Miss beat Georgia Tech 48-23.
Wow.
And then the late game, the 9 o'clock game, that I really didn't think it was going to be this close. I really thought that, and I put my money where my mouth was, too. I had Colorado covering the spread at 23.5, and that wasn't the case. They had to come back to win that game. They were down 21-7 at the half and came back and ended up winning in overtime 43-35. But, yeah, I don't think very many people saw that coming. And, you know, and it could be, too. The hype machine's pretty pretty big right now for Colorado. Shedeur Sanders had another great game with 348 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. Xavier Weaver with 9 catches and 98 yards. That kid, I really enjoy watching him play. And Shedeur Sanders, I think, is really good also. Apparently he's been calling. He calls and talks to Tom Brady after every game. I mean, despite how we may feel about Tom Brady, that's still pretty cool that that we want the greatest quarterback of all time, and you have to say it. But as much as I hate to say it, you get to have some one-on-one time with him after your games. That's not too bad. And probably has a little bit to do with his dad, but either way, it's still pretty cool. And I think he's developing into a really good quarterback, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him go high in the draft whenever he's ready to come out. And, we'll have to see with all of that. Oklahoma knocked off Tulsa 66-17. North Carolina beat Minnesota 31-13. And number 21 ranked Duke. Who would have ever thought? They're turning into a football school. They beat Northwestern 38-14. And let's see, we had Iowa knocked off Western Michigan 41-10. UCLA over North Carolina. What was that? North Carolina Central. And let's see, who else do we have? Washington State over Northern Colorado 64-21. So that rounds out the top 25. And also, we talked about that. Miami beat Bethune-Cookman on Thursday night of last week. So where is everybody at as far as the AP is concerned? Number one is still Georgia Bulldogs. They'll be playing UAB. UAB next Saturday at 7:30. Michigan will be playing Rutgers at noon next week, this week. You have Longhorns against Baylor on Saturday. Number four, the Seminoles will be taking on Clemson. Number five, USC will be playing Arizona State. This might not be a bad game. Number six is Ohio State. They'll be taking on Notre Dame at 7:30 on NBC next week. That would be worth watching for sure. Like I said, I've been pretty impressed with what I've seen out of Notre Dame. I wouldn't be too surprised to see Notre Dame upset Ohio State in this game. Penn State will be taking on Iowa. And number eight, you have the Huskies. They'll be playing Cal. Like I said, Notre Dame is at number nine, taking on Ohio State. And this will be a good game, too. This will be probably one of the – this will be – not probably. This is the biggest competition, I think, that Colorado is going to have or has had so far. I think this is going to be a true test. But they'll be the Oregon Ducks will be playing Colorado on Saturday at 3:30. That'll be on ABC. Utah takes on UCLA. LSU moved up to number 12, and they play Arkansas next week at 7 o'clock. You have Alabama versus Ole Miss, and they're ranked Alabama's 13. 14, Oregon State. They'll be taking on Washington State. 15, Ole Miss. Like I said, they play Alabama. Oklahoma's at 16. They'll be taking on Cincinnati. Number 17th ranked Tar Heels will be taking on Pitt. Number 18th ranked Blue Devils taking on UConn. Like I said, Buffalo is ranked number 19. They actually dropped a spot after just barely getting past Colorado State. The Hurricanes are at 20, and they'll be taking on Temple. And Washington State against Oregon State, number 22nd ranked. UCLA, we said they'd be playing Utah. The Vols from Tennessee, they got UTSA at 4 o'clock. Iowa against Penn State. And Florida will be taking on Charlotte. They just made it into the top 25 for the first time after not being ranked so far this year. So there you go. There's what the top 25 is and what they'll be doing this week. So we need to take a break, so we're going to do that, and we'll come back and got a little baseball news to talk about, and then we'll talk some music also. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Boy, here she comes. She's a man. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit the BluesberryFest.com for details. Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings at Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. I found this article the other day, and I thought this was really, really interesting because I don't believe these people really exist very much anymore. And the list was the 100 greatest rock stars since that was a thing. And you really just don't see that anymore. You know, the musicians today just really don't have that. Like, the only musician I can think of that has that true rock star mentality would be I would say Liam Gallagher. I think he's probably one of the few people that still has that rock and roll mentality. And, you know, anytime you see a list like this, you usually can see that it's probably, there's probably a lot to be desired on it. For instance, number 100 on this list is Elvis Presley. I would have to say he would, I'm not a humongous Elvis fan, but I would say he needs to be a hell of a lot higher than number 100. 98, you have, I'm just going to hit the high points. I'm not going through every single one of these. 98, Bono. Not a huge fan of U2 either, but I would still say he needs to be higher. David Lee Roth, I mean, you think of a front man, you would think of him, or he'd be up there with it, and he's at 95. Paul McCartney at 93, I think just not because of the behavior of being a quote-unquote rock star, but just how impactful the Beatles are. And you would think that he would be a heck of a lot higher than 93. Let's see here. Who else we got? Axl Rose at 91. I mean, you could debate that one, too. I mean, in the 80s and early 90s, there wasn't very many bigger bands than Guns N' Roses. Let's see. Jerry Garcia at 87. Liam Gallagher at 86. I don't know. I think he needs to be a whole lot higher than that. He's the first person to come to mind. And then you have Lemmy at 84. Lemmy of Motorhead needs to be a heck of a lot higher. Madonna at 78. Madonna should be higher. I can't wait to see where this list is going, because I haven't even looked at it, because I figured it would be better if we just spontaneously talked about it. Let's see here. Number 74, Sid Vicious from, oh, geez, why am I drawing blank? The Sex Pistols. Jeez. Ozzy Osbourne, I think he could be a heck of a bit higher. Don Henley at 70, Iggy Pop at 68, Roger Daltrey of The Who at 69, Keith Moon at 67, Trent Reznor being higher than Elvis or Lemmy or any of that is ridiculous. Even really being above Madonna. Gwen Stefani at 63. Leslie West at 62. Aretha Franklin 61. Let's see. Tom Petty at 57. Slash at 56. I can't wait to see who they have as number one. Little Richard at 55. I think we could all agree that him as a rock star, I think he would go way higher than that. And Carlos Santana at 54. Santana's a fantastic musician and an incredible guitar player. Rock star, I don't think of when I think of him. At 51, Bon Jovi, and number 50, John Lennon. Ugh. Wow. I can't believe it. John Lennon needs to be way up there. Roger Waters from Pink Floyd at 49. Sid Barrett at 48. Peter Gabriel above John Lennon, really. 47. Elton John, 46. Jim Morrison at 45, I mean, I think we could all agree the Doors and him having that rock star mentality, doing whatever the hell he really felt like doing. I mean, these are people I would put in the top 20. James Hetfield of Metallica at 42. Chris Cornell, he was in a lot of bands. One of my favorites, actually, we just heard him earlier in the show doing a Guns N' Roses cover. He's at 41. Chuck Berry at 40, Eminem at 39, John Bonham at 38, Neil Young 35, and this is all according to Spin Magazine, by the way. Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin at 33, Clapton at 32, Tom Waits at 29, Steven Tyler at 28, Chrissy Hynde at 25. Wow. All right, so now we're inside the top 25. Joan Jett at 24, I would agree with that placement because I think she was so influential and always had that rock star mentality, and really she broke the mold on what female musicians were at that point in time. So I love Joan Jett, and I would say that's probably pretty accurate. 23 is Stevie Wonder. 22, Sinead O'Connor. Really? I know she just passed, but there's no way I wouldn't even put her in the top 75. I mean, geez. Gene Simmons at 21, probably. Just the showmanship and all the, you know, the other stuff that goes along with Kiss. Musically, I can't say that, you know, above Elvis or the Beatles or any of that. But marketing and showmanship, yeah, put them up there in the top 25. Ann Wilson from Heart is 19. 18, Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, my favorite band. And I think Dave is a great ambassador of rock and roll. I think 18 is probably pretty fair as far as being a quote-unquote rock star. I don't think he lives the life of a rock star. I don't think he really ever has. Certainly deserving to be a top 20 for sure. Stevie Nicks at 17 probably could have been a little higher. I think she epitomizes that rock and roll image, really. Freddie Mercury at 16, he could be in the top 10. Eddie Vedder at 15, no, I don't see that one. Debbie Harry at 14, that's probably pretty accurate. The Edge from U2 at 13. Oh, and Bono was what, 90s, something like that? No. Bob Marley, yeah, he's pretty iconic at 12. Janis Joplin at 11, I can agree with. Top 10, let's see, what else? Kurt Cobain, yeah, I would have to agree. One of the, in my opinion, two bands that changed music was the Beatles and Nirvana, and I would have to agree that he probably deserves to be in the top 10. Number 9 is Grace Slick, and number 8, Mick Jagger. I mean, he's got to be in the top 10, right? Bob Dylan at 7, I would agree with. Bruce Springsteen, I've just never been a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people I would have put between above him. David Bowie at 5, I have to agree. Jimmy Page at 4, yeah. Jimi Hendrix at 3. Prince at number 2, and I would have to agree he's a top 5 rock star. Number 1, Keith Richards. Wow. I mean, I wouldn't put him at number 1, but I would say he's way, way, way up there. So there you go. I just thought that was interesting to share with everybody. So we're out of time, so I need to get out of here. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. We'll talk to you soon.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you got to get back up.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit thebluesberryfest.com for details.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations.
The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.